This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away.
That's electropop folk singer Maggie Rogers, who's been getting lots of attention since she played that song Alaska to producer Pharrell during a music class at NYU last year, and the video of his reaction went viral. Rogers is playing at South by Southwest this year. She's in the Thursday morning lineup at KUTX Live at the Four Seasons. Rogers is also playing Friday night in the historic sanctuary at St. David's Episcopal Church in downtown Austin. I'm a member there. This is the 10th year St. David's has been a South by Southwest music venue. Central Presbyterian Church nearby St. David's was the first church to be a music venue for the festival and still is. Promised Land Church is also a venue this year. I stopped by St. David's recently to talk with Director of Special Events, Lisa K. Fonenstiel, about what it's like when music festival meets worship space.
Actually, South by Southwest approached St. David's 10 years ago. We were the second church. Central Presbyterian across the street was the first church, and they still are a venue. They're a beautiful venue. And it worked so well there that they approached St. David's. And we started with just one venue here in Bethel Hall. And then a couple of years later, it was such a success that we added the second venue, which is the historic sanctuary.
So we are sitting in Bethel Hall right now, which is one of the venues. So both of the venues inside St. David's, the music happens in the worship spaces.
Both of our sanctuaries, our contemporary sanctuary and our traditional sanctuary, are the two music venues. And then in between, we open up what traditionally people would call Parish Hall. We call it Sumner's Hall, as the Cafe Divine Lounge, where we sell beer and wine and brisket and soup and chili to the patrons of South By.
You sell beer and wine?
Yes, we sell beer and wine and Main Root soda and brisket. We have two full-time chefs here who are brilliant, so we eat very well, and it just makes sense for us during South By to also sell concessions that include beer and wine.
So logistically, what does a church have to do to be able to sell beer and wine during a music festival?
Like every other venue who does not have a TABC license, we have to apply for and be approved of a permit from TABC, which we do every year. And then they put some restrictions on us that are no different than any other venue. So we can only sell beer and wine, and we have to stop selling at midnight. But it's a fairly easy process.
Tell me a little bit about the other preparations that go into getting the church facility ready to be a venue for South by Southwest.
Since we would not be open otherwise during that week, there's a lot of planning that has to go on. There has to be coordination between the two venues and our house managers, with South by Southwest, with the stage managers, to assure that, you know, we have the right staging, the right lighting, the right seating capacities in both venues, and that those capacities are honored. We have to schedule, obviously, staff and many, many, many volunteers to make this happen. We have to have security in place, and for us, we do that with our clergy.
Wait, your clergy are your security?
Yes, we are very fortunate that most people who come to see music here will just automatically behave better, whether that's out of guilt or respect, I'm not real sure, but I'll take it. And so our security is that our clergy members volunteer to work on those nights, and they are in collar, and they welcome people, and they give directions. And I think just their presence helps to keep everybody remembering that this is a place of worship.
Do you think that people sort of act differently than they might, you know, if they were just a block or two away on 6th Street or in another South by Southwest venue?
To a certain extent, I do think that. People are so actually grateful to be here. We hear every single year the comment about how cool it is to be able to drink a beer in a church. But then we always hear the nice comments also that you actually get a place to sit down, and we have real toilets with actual toilet paper, and our floors aren't sticky and with mystery stickiness. So I think it's a really good alternative to other venues. It's kind of a good respite.
How do musicians and artists respond to playing in a venue that may not be like most of the venues they're used to playing in?
Most of the musicians really like playing here because it's a more relaxed atmosphere. And because we are not open like a traditional club, they get to load in a lot earlier in the day than at other clubs, so they can take their time. And then, of course, the acoustics in both sanctuaries are phenomenal. So they really, really enjoy that. And because it is a sanctuary, most people who come to watch the show actually will be quiet and won't be talking during the performance, where that happens at a lot of other clubs, especially if they're bars, where people are more distracted and they're more engaged with each other than with the band.
Lisa K. Fonensteel is Director of Special Events at St. David's Episcopal Church in downtown Austin. Lisa K., we thank you so much for your time today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Jennifer.
This year, St. David's venues will host South by Southwest Music Showcases Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights, so no quick turnaround for Sunday morning services after performances late Saturday night. Promised Land Church has showcases Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Central Presbyterian Church is a South by Southwest music venue Tuesday through Saturday nights. Jennifer Staten, KUT News.